have problems, she has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue is being vulnerable to be strong. So recently I was given kind of a big award, but that sounds so egotistical. I was given a sort of like the equivalent of a Lifetime Achievement Award for lasting in local television news for as long as I have and doing hopefully a pretty good job. And I'm super honored by NATAS. And part of the ceremony, it was me and six other people and who were honored from different TV stations. It's regional in the U.S. And part of the gig is, part of the ceremony is somebody introduces you, talks 2 minutes about, you know, what they know about you. And then they run a video of like, here's your life and your career in television. And then you have to give a speech. And the parameters were my friend, Craig Stevens, who's very, I would say, obedient. He's also on the board. And he does things, he does everything as asked. So he said, you know, the speech is not supposed to be longer than 5 minutes. I was fretting. First of all, I don't mind talking in front of 1,000 people about any subject. Talking about myself in front of my peers for 5 minutes was super intimidating. Just the thought of that was intimidating. First of all, we're the judges of judges. And, you know, we get bored very easily. And I didn't want to be too egotistical, maybe just a little. I wanted to be, actually not at all. I wanted to be humble and funny and interesting. And I didn't feel like I had, all my not good enough was coming up. I didn't feel like I had anything interesting really to say. Everybody must have been better than me. These people are going to be bored. I don't want to talk too much about myself, even though that's what you're supposed to do. And I wanted to come off very grateful because that's really all I'm feeling right now is I wanted to communicate really how appreciative I was to and am to receive the award and be in the position of doing what I love. So anyway, I wrote this speech probably 7 times and revised it 7 times. And I work better under deadline. I don't know if you guys listening are like that too. Maybe it comes to taxes or anything big like that. I work better on deadline. So anyway, I wrote my speech, rewrote it. And at the beginning it was, I was born in a small town or I was born in, you know, 19, whatever. I was like, nobody cares, Lynn. Get to the meat of it. Anyway, so I told 3 stories. I wrote 3 stories that I thought were interesting and humorous and heartfelt. And one of them was a confession. And the confession was that I had lied to get my job in Miami 31 years ago, 32, whatever it is, a long time. And I had to fake some stuff on the job because I lied to get the job. But I knew in my heart that if I just worked hard, I could figure it out kind of thing. That was sort of the theme of the whole speech. So anyway, they run this video and it's beautiful. It's like, oh my God. And my kids were on at the end and I'm crying in the audience. Everybody's like, okay, you're next, Lynn. Give your speech. Give your amazing speech. And I was like, I turned to my friend Craig Stevens and I said, I'll give you $200 if you read my speech. And I meant it. My hands were clammy. I wanted to climb under the table. So anyway, I get up there and I was like super nervous, but I had snot coming out of my nose. So to break my own ice, my own fear, I walked up there and I said to them, like, wow, I paid for this makeup on Glam Squad. I paid for this makeup and now I have a runny nose, snot coming out of my nose and it's melting. Something to that effect. And everybody laughed. And then when I got the first laugh, I knew that I was going to be okay. Meaning I just wanted a connection with the audience. More than that, I wanted to be myself. So, and then there were more additional times in the speech where I was really vulnerable. Number one, lying, right? Talking about rejection and talking about, you know, that I wasn't really good at my job, my second job as a co-host for a year. My point is, and I told this to my spiritual group the other day, what I learned from that situation, the giving of the speech, what I'm sharing with you guys is I found strength in my vulnerability. In other words, when I was vulnerable, saying hi, it's not coming out of my nose to all of these people, these beautiful people, and spoke my truth and was vulnerable, I felt strong. Have you ever done that? Have you ever spoken your truth and been your true self, even for a moment, and felt good? It's not the, we don't want to do it for the reaction of the other person or the people. I mean, obviously, we all have egos. And we all like to be validated and like to be liked. But the real joy comes from being truthful with yourself. Therefore, you're connecting with yourself. And therefore, you're going to connect with somebody out there who's vibrating on the same frequency, right? So my intention, and I invite everybody listening and watching to have the same intention, is to challenge yourself every single day to be more vulnerable, more authentic, more your true self, so you can connect more with yourself and therefore feel strong and connect more with others. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I do believe in borders and boundaries. I'm not going to go around telling everybody all my fears. I mean, I'm not Buddha. I'm not Gandhi yet. You know, I'm not the Dalai Lama. Maybe you guys are, and hats off to you, because you know, those entities, those people in those bodies, spirits, spiritual entities, and you know, we're all in a, I guess, a spiritual journey in our human bodies. They're special people. I like to have boundaries. I if I'm not comfortable, I'm not talking about certain things. I'm not sharing certain things if I'm not ready. And that's okay. Actually, that's perfect, right? I'm saying, you know, sorry, I didn't write any of this. This is the first time ever in my 200 and some podcasts that I'm just winging it. And never have I not written something down. But I feel so strongly about it, it's coming up naturally. I'm just deviating, but I just came into my head. A long time ago, one of my spiritual gurus said, I had a miscarriage. And I was super sad about it, as most people are. And I was young, and I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to go with it. She said, when you can go to the tallest mountain, and I actually was getting ready to go skiing, so I had a mountain to go to. She says, when you can go to the tallest mountain and tell the world how you're feeling, or tell the world what your problem is, you'll be healed. So that's true sort of metaphorically too. If we can, you know, stand in front of a crowd and be emotionally naked, then we're healed. Again, we don't have to do it with everything. But I challenge all of us, including myself, to be more authentic, because what I learned from the speech more than anything is I found strength in my vulnerability. It wasn't, you're being vulnerable. Nobody's going to like you. Therefore, you're a loser. You're not strong. You're weak. Quite the opposite. Did you ever notice that with brave people, like comedians or actors or just people, you know, who put themselves out there, and are risking judgment, because everybody, we all judge, but don't care. They make such a connection with people, but first they make a connection with themselves. So I put this speech, did I put this speech on social media? Some of it I put on my Instagram, LynnMartinez123. You can listen to parts of it. I mean, when I look at myself, I'm like, wow, girl, you come out pretty confident. In the beginning, I was sweating. And, you know, I didn't spend too much time on did people like it, did people not like it. It just felt so good because I was being so honest and I was being myself. So be yourself, be honest, or consider it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I invite you to consider being honest, consider being vulnerable, and consider finding your own strength in that, connecting with yourself. And I guarantee it, other people are going to connect with you. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn.